Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
And I was having so many issues with this. I had lost feeling in my toes completely. Massive pain in my knees. I could not ever find a position or a way to stop it. It would seem really bad. My legs and face were extremely swollen, and I had really bad edema. I was really weak. I had the most severe case of fog brain you could ever imagine. I just felt like I lived in a dream always. I felt like I was never awake. I couldn't think. Like, my brain was so clouded that I couldn't even carry a decent conversation with people. And then that's when I came across Carnivore. Watched a lot of videos. I came across your videos. I finally got within my month, and I just noticed so many things. And I'm just going to kind of go down through the list, because every one of these problems that I had, they resolved. This has been such a absolute cheat code.
You've healed yourself, clearly. You could just go on with your life, but you decided to share this with other people. What are your motivations behind that?
My sister was born with leukemia. So many health, every health problem you can think of, she had it growing up. And she passed away a couple years ago now. And it kills me that I didn't know about this earlier, because the more I learn about this, everything her doctors were telling her to do were the things that were actually contradicting what she should have done.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, and blessed to welcome Frank Sherman from Keeping It Frank to the YouTube channel. Frank, how's it going?
It's going great, Carrie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I saw Frank's story on Facebook, on a group. You had a before and after picture. You had some testimony, and it's an incredible story, incredible healing, incredible transformation. So I'm looking forward to learning more about your story, sharing it with my audience, inspiring some people. Maybe, Frank, if we could start off, could you maybe tell me a little bit about your life before you found carnivore, and maybe some of the health issues you had that maybe led you to carnivore?
Yeah. So I had started off at 345 pounds before I started the carnivore. And but I had always struggled with my weight. Always. I was always a big kid. I'm 6'2". And from elementary, I was always just overall bigger than everybody else, but mostly overweight. And I had went through most of my childhood like that. There were moments in my life where I did lose weight. This was through massive, and I do mean massive, calorie restrictions and a lot of cardio, to the point that I actually would lose hair and stuff like that, because there would be days, I was doing fasting before it was a thing, but I also was never putting any kind of fuel in my body. And then after I could not actually keep doing that, which, you know, especially with the type of personality that I have a huge hunger for things. I like to eat. I put on all the weight, and then I would put on a horse more. You hear that all the time. And I had gotten real big. I think I had gotten all the way up to like 360 pounds at one point in my life. And I don't even know how much bigger I had gotten beyond that, because I did not want to touch a scale. I don't have a ton of pictures of me being that size, but I do have pictures that I'll throw up here. And then I had, at the age of 28, once again, I did the calorie restrictions, massive calorie restrictions. And I actually introduced purging at that point. And I would not intake any kind of calorie set. I did lose a lot of weight. I did lose hair. And I lost a lot of energy. I actually lost a lot of brain functionality at that point. Heart palpitations, anything you could really think of that would follow the suit of massive calorie restrictions or starving. And then, of course, I couldn't keep doing that. And eventually, I had gained all that back pretty quickly. And then I grew up, kept getting older. And by the time I hit about 41, right on my birthday, I had decided to, I'll go through the list of everything that I had. But one of the things that was a real problem was I was pre-diabetic. Now, when I say I was pre-diabetic, I was more than likely diabetic like at this point, because it was 3 years prior that I found out that I was pre-diabetic, and I never did anything about it, and I never went back to the doctor. And I was having so many issues with this. I had lost feeling in my toes completely, massive pain in my knees. I could not ever find a position or a way to stop it. It would sting really bad. My legs and face were extremely swollen, and I had really bad edema. I was really weak. I had the most severe case of fog brain you could ever imagine. I just felt like I lived in a dream always. I felt like I was never awake. And it was a real struggle. I didn't have energy, but the work that I did was still demanding, and I still had bills. I still have my children who are extremely demanding. And I just had so much going on. It was chaos. It was depressing, and I couldn't keep up. And so I wanted to take control of something. I had gone through a divorce at the time. So I had pretty much lost everything, and I needed control over something. And so one day it finally clicked on me that I needed to cut sugars out. And I know myself very well. I'm very aware of my personality, what I'm doing in most cases. And I know that I lack willpower, a lot of willpower. As a matter of fact, this diet or this way of eating, if it depended on my willpower, I would not be able to continue doing it. Luckily, the way this works with me is it just feels like part of my life, and there's no struggle, especially after the carb and sugar addictions went away. But I had decided, okay, well, I need to make a plan. How am I going to do this? And I was like, well, let's start small, because, you know, a lot of people can do cold turkey with things, and I can too, but I can't stick with it. I can do stuff for 3 days, you know, maybe a week, and then I'll fall off. So I decided to kind of ease my mindset into doing, well, not carnivore. I wasn't even considering carnivore, didn't even know about it at the time, but I was easing my way into getting off the sugars. And so what I did was, okay, for this week, I know I can at least do this. I just won't buy myself anything sweet. If someone offers me something sweet, I can take it if I want. You know, if my kids have a cookie in the house, you know, I can eat the cookie, but I cannot go out and purchase myself any sweets. And so I drove a tow truck at the time. So I was always on the road. I was on the road at least 15 hours every day. And so that cut out the majority of the foods that I was eating, because this was all gas station foods, which every time I stopped, soda, energy drink, candy bar, cake, cookie, whatever they had. So I did that. And I made it through a week, and I was like, okay, I was pretty successful with that. All right, next week, I decided I will cut out just any processed sugar. That still left me open with fruit, but anything with like added or processed sugar in it, I was gonna cut it out. So I did that, And what I did was I would start stopping at a grocery store, going in and buying a bunch of fruit to make up for it. And I started seeing some really nice results. So I was like, I can do this. And the fruits were tasting so good at the time. Like, I wasn't even into fruit before that. And then the more I started looking into it, you know, because I started this because of the diabetes. I didn't do it for the weight loss. Though, yes, I definitely wanted the weight loss. My fear was, my son is autistic, nonverbal, and he's severe. And my fear is, I have 50-50 custody with him. If I pass out, if something happens to me in the middle of the night, he'll be stuck in this house by himself, and there's nothing. It'll be 4 or 5 days before anyone would know. And that thought scared me, because he has very few basic skills, and he wouldn't know what to do. He wouldn't even know that I was out, you know. So that thought scared me. So yeah, it was definitely trying to get over this diabetes and other things, my high blood pressure and stuff like that. So when I was doing the fruits and stuff, I was like, okay, I really got to cut out sugar, because there's still a lot of sugar. Because I was still under the mindset that there were different types of sugars, that there were bad sugars and there were good sugars. But it didn't make a lot of logical sense to me. And I thought about it. I was like, well, your body still reacts the same to this, doesn't it? Like, I would imagine it's sugar. And then the more I read into it, the more I was like, okay, yeah, okay, I need to just quit the sugars altogether. So the following week, I was like, no more fruit, just no more sugar. I'm gonna stop sugar. And I had success with it. And I was like, okay, I'm doing good. What else can I do? And from what I read up on sugars, I read that carbs turn into a glucose. And I was like, which is basically sugar. It's like, well, how do I get that out? And I was like, surely I can't cut out carbs. I can't cut out fruits and, you know, or vegetables too. That would be bad. And then that's when I came across carnivore, and I read up on it, and I was like, this is absolutely nuts. There's no way. I was like heart problems, you know, clogged arteries, everything, you know, everything that I grew up with. And I was like, yeah, there's no way. But I was like, but I'm already here. I'm basically already here. And then I really thought about it. I was like, what's the worst going to happen? I'm already at the bottom. I see a lot of more. I looked into it. I was seeing people with just fantastic, unbelievable results. And I was like, yeah, like, because you get on the internet and everything is blown out of the water. Everything. You can't really trust what you're seeing. And I don't trust stuff. I don't trust anything I see on the internet, anything mainstream. I never have. But it's like, I'm already here, so I'll give it a shot for a week. And I gave it a shot. I did it for a week, and I was excited, because I suck with calorie restrictions. I absolutely suck with it. But I was like, I'm just going to eat anytime I'm hungry. It'll just be meat. And I did that, and it was easy. I never once like struggled on it. The carb restrict, I had already kind of pulled myself away from the sugars. So the addiction to the carbs wasn't really hitting me, and I was staying full. But I jump on a scale, and all of a sudden I'm down like 15 pounds over this week. And I'm like, what is going on? I was like, this is amazing. Now, that was water retention, because even though I had pulled back on the sugars and stuff, still having those carbs swelling me up pretty bad. And so it was pretty exciting. And then I started doing a lot more research on the carnivore stuff. And I learned, luckily I had did that. And I highly suggest anyone ever considers doing carnivore to research it, because what I find with most people is they're already scared to do it. But then once they get signs of, oh, this could be a problem, once they start hitting like the keto flu, or they start having diarrhea or constipation, they're like, this isn't working, I'm backing out of it. So definitely do your research, because that may happen. It definitely happened to me. I had all the symptoms that you can possibly think of when I started doing this. But at this point, I had watched a lot of videos. I came across your videos and Dr. Ken Berry, a whole bunch of them. And so I was prepared for it. And I had a couple of weeks there where it was really rough. I had no energy, which sucks because I have to do physical labor for work. But I just kept with it because I was motivated, still motivated. I was still in the right mindset. And also because I was seeing these results, it kept me motivated too. But I just kept with it because after I did the research, I knew what should be around the corner. And it was all those things, they started to show up. And then one day it dawned on me, I was like, hey, wait a minute. I haven't had a swallowing problem, which I used to choke on my food all the time. I had built up scar tissue in my esophagus from all the acid reflux for all the years. I had to take medication for that acid reflux every day. I would double it up every day because it was really that bad for me. And that acid would always come up. I could feel it. If I laid down, it would come up even farther. And I was like, I'm not having any issues with swallowing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try something out. This is 3 weeks in to strict carnivore. I'm just not going to take any more heartburn medicine. I want to see what happens. And normally I could get away with maybe 2 days, maybe. But I'm 4 days in and it just dawns on me that, oh man, I've had heartburn and I haven't been taking this medicine. Oh wow, this is really working. I was amazed. I've taken heartburn medicine since I was like 16 years old. And I was actually really excited about this. I mean, when you're adapted to living a certain way because you have to buy all this stuff and take it, and then one day it dawns on you that you don't, that's huge, especially considering it's this more likely, especially at my age, it's not your first attempt, you know, to try to rid yourself of these things. So I noticed that, and then I was wondering. I was like, I'm rested. I have bad sleep apnea. I mean, I do mean bad. It probably is one of the reasons that I probably went through my divorce was amongst many other things. But also, you know, we couldn't even sleep in the same room. I snored so bad, and I would have a sore throat every single morning, every morning. That's just was part of my life, but it had dawned on me. I was like, I haven't had a sore throat. I'm going to record myself to see if, I'm snoring. And this is 3 weeks in, mind you. I was supposed to have a CPAP machine. I went and got tested for it and everything, but I could not sleep with it. Like I couldn't do it. And, so I record that night. Nothing pops up. And I was like, okay, maybe this thing's not working. So I downloaded a different app and I tried it again. I tried it 4 nights in a row. And then I heard my son in one of the recordings in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, it is working. I'm like, I'm not snoring. This is amazing.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
But yeah, I finally got within my month and I just noticed so many things, and I'm just kind of go down through the list because every one of these problems that I had, they resolved. They might not have completely went away, but the symptoms of them were damn near gone just within the first month. And there's so many of them that I had to premeditate on them and write them all down because I don't remember having all these problems, even though I had them my whole life. But right off the bat, probably within my first week, which is not a problem, but I noticed my hair was softer. Like it started to feel like I was using conditioner, and I don't use conditioner. So that was really interesting. I had heart palpitations. I had asthma-like symptoms when I would breathe, and it just felt like I couldn't breathe in deep enough. Like my chest wouldn't allow me to pull in all the air that I needed, and it sucked. I had really bad skin. It was really blotchy, extremely prone to rashes. My face would break out in these itchy rashes right here. And it stayed like that for like 3 or 4 weeks at a time. It kind of go away and then it'd flare back up. And then my face would get really puffy and swollen, but it would be scaly and it would itch. And no lotions or anything that I could find would help it. And if anything, it made it worse or made it burn. But that had went away. My eyes would get gunk. I don't have great eye vision. And I don't know if they gotten any better or anything like that, but I do know that there used to be this gunk that would form up in my eyes all the time. And it would affect me as I'm driving, because sometimes I'd blink and that film would coat my eyes and I'd have to try to move it around blinking really hard. But that had went away. I had sensitive teeth my whole life, went away. I had a heartburn. I always had diarrhea, always. That went away. I was always using the restroom, which that went away really big. Considering I may go once a day. There was a moment where I'd probably go once every 2 or 3 days. I had really bad bloating. I had bad gas. I had bad edema. I had my face and legs were swollen. I had these zits, and I have a picture of it that would break out on my upper thigh, which actually took like 3 months for that to go away for whatever reason. I had lost the feeling in my toes on my right foot, the sleep apnea, and I was always tired, snoring, and I had bleeding gums. That went away within the first month. So anytime I would brush, my gums would bleed, that went away. And I went to dentists and doctors and everything and get prescriptions and all this stuff. And it would work for a little while, then it stopped. But this went away within my first month and it has not ever come back. My blood pressure was always high. I couldn't even pass my TxDOT, which is this thing you have to pass to drive a truck, because I could never get my blood pressure down. I was sitting there for hours like, okay, just sit down, calm down. And I couldn't get it down enough for them to pass me. So like every 3 months, I'd have to come back in and retake the test because they couldn't give me a year-long pass. I was pre-diabetic and I had really bad knee pains. And there was nothing I could do about that. There was no position. It would keep me up at night too, because it often happened when I was laying down. And I'd have to sit there and lay with it. There was nothing I could do. I had fatty liver. Which I don't know if I don't anymore, but I did. And I don't have any of the symptoms of fatty liver anymore. I had really bad allergies, especially I'm highly allergic to cedar. So during the winter time, it was like having a flu the entire time. And it was getting worse and worse every year. And this last year, or this last winter, I had like a sniffle or two. I'm serious, and that was it. And I was extremely prone to getting sick all the time. And, like I said before, my son, he is autistic. He does have a compromised immune system, which normally goes hand in hand. So he's often sick too. So I would get that. And so it was like a weekly thing. Every week I'd get sick with something. And I have not been sick, not even once. Everyone around me gets sick and nothing happens to me. And then recently I discovered, and I saw it all the time, and as you can see, well, I'm a little bit lighter. I don't go out and tan. This is because I work outside, you know, and I'm in the sun all day. And I actually have a picture of the day that it happened, but there was a day that I was in direct sunlight all day with the pavement, and it was just shooting up on me. And I was also on the roof all day because I now do construction work. And I was out there just directly in the sun with no shade. And I was like, I'm going to be burnt. I don't wear sunblock. I never have. I'm going to be dead tonight when I go home. So actually with this picture that I have, I went home that night, took off my shirt, and I was beet red. And I was like, oh God, it's coming. I wasn't even afraid to get in the shower because I thought it was going to burn. Took a picture, took my shower. It didn't burn. I mean, I could feel a little bit. It was a little warm, but it didn't like hurt. And then the next day I went to work and I was touching myself. I was like, well, nothing happened yet. It's like, surely it's coming. And I wore a shirt like this again. He's like, oh, we got to go back out there. My boss is like, fuck. So I'm out there outside all day again. And I'm in this direct sun. And I'm starting to feel the sun this time. You know, it's doing its damage. And I was like, ah. And that night I go home and I'm even darker and redder. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be burnt so bad. I'm not going to be able to move for a week. Woke up the next day. Nothing. I was like, okay, surely this has to, I know carnivores, I see it all the time, but I mean, I'm burnt. Like there's no way. And then the next day happened and then the next day happened and nothing ever came out of it. And I was mind blown because I am extremely fair skinned. If I'm not used to the sun, which I haven't been since I was a kid, I will burn. And it did not happen. And I've been out in the sun ever since then because it's the type of work. So nothing, now the sun doesn't even, like, I don't even feel the sun like I did at that point. But yeah, that's pretty much all my symptoms that went away pretty instantly. You know, people come at me all the time. They want to deny me of my results due to the carnivore way of eating. And it's frustrating. And one of the things that they'll say, well, you were overweight. You know, that's why you see all these health benefits, because you're overweight. You lost your weight, and therefore now you see health benefits. And I'm like, no, I lost like 15 pounds that first month, not 110 pounds. You know, I was getting these right off the bat. As a matter of fact, I noticed my health benefits before any of the weight loss. That just started coming every month, month to month. You know, I jump on a scale, there it was. I do it the 20th of every month. And that's the size that I go by, because the scale does fluctuate. You know, I try to tell people, you know, if you got to get on a scale, you got to get on a scale. I'm not going to debate you on it, but you just at least make up in your head that whatever you're seeing on a day to day, that's not reflecting how much you weigh. You should only do it once a month and just go by that weight, you know, because if I was to jump on the scale every day, I know myself, I would jump on there. I'm like, I'm 3 pounds heavier today. Okay. I've got to do calorie restrictions because this isn't working. And I'm not doing myself any, I do calorie restrictions and now I'm hungry and now I take a higher chance of cheating. So I do the month to month, because no matter what, when I jump on there, it may only be a pound, 5 pounds, maybe 10 pounds. It hasn't been 10 pounds in a while, but you know, it will go down on that month to month basis. But I also take measurements of everything too. And I have since day one, which is huge. Obviously you need to do that because you're not always going to see results on the scale, because you not only are you at the very least maintaining your muscle, but you could potentially be building your muscle too.
Right.
And, I don't know, man. I've never looked back after all that, because this has been such a absolute cheat code for me. And I want so bad for everyone else, especially people that I know, to grab it and take it. It's there. The way to live is right there, and it's always been there. It's not anything magical. There's no magic pill. There's no nothing. It's just reversing your mindset on what you consider healthy and shooting for it, because the results will follow. It will happen, especially if you just stay consistent. You can fall off, but just jump right back on. And then before you know it, a year, you're down a year, you jump, you look in front of the mirror and you don't recognize the person that you're looking at, whether it be wrinkles or face being blotchy or weight, muscle, like you change so much.
Right. Man, it's incredible. I guess I want to say, first of all, congratulations, because it's amazing your turnaround, what you've done. What would you say if you went back to your heaviest, your most unhealthiest, when you had the sleep apnea and all the issues? Could you ever have imagined, like, if you had a time machine and you could see yourself now, like where you are now from where you came from before?
Well, I mean, right off the bat, I'd have a hard time believing myself, because I mentioned time machines. But no, I mean, even then, like, I was fortunate in the sense that I just caught everything right when I should have. I was just in the right mindset, because if I would have came back and said, hey, I'm you, and all the problems that you're having, they'll go away. They'll go away really quickly. All you got to do is this. I'd have a hard time swallowing that pill, because like all of us, everybody, I mean, we were born to believe that meat is bad. And boy, to reprogram that, that takes a lot. I mean, you can even seeing all the results online, like people get in, they just assume that, okay, this is an over-exaggeration, like I had said before. And they just don't want to believe it. And it's unfortunate. And even the people that try to do this, I think they give up way before they should. Not everyone, but some of them, because they get scared off. But yeah, I would definitely tell myself to, and once again, I wouldn't have cared at a younger age, because I just wanted to lose weight. I didn't care about my health.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that might've been the biggest mindset change, was it was no longer about my weight. It was really, I needed to be healthy. And I suggest that to anyone, because if you're chasing the scale, you might not stick with it, because you're not going to get the results that you think you should get, because you may have tried other diets to where you did calorie restrictions and you lost 20 pounds in your first month. And that probably isn't going to happen when you do this, but the difference is you can't keep doing the calorie restrictions. In this, you can just keep going, and it just keeps happening.
Yeah. I love that. I get people saying that to me, Carrie, over the years, you've tried calorie counting, Weight Watchers, one meal a day. Like, you've tried everything. Now you're doing this carnivore thing. Why is this going to work? Frank and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, and my answer back to them is, this is the most natural thing in the world. All of those things I did before seemed so forced and so unsustainable. It's like, I just got to eat this out for a couple more days kind of thing. It's not like that on carnivore for me. Like, I don't even think about it. Your story is so interesting too, Frank, because so many of your issues, I had the acid reflux. I was on those pills for 15 years, yeah. Acid reflux pills.
To the point that you actually like the flavor of.
Yeah. Right? Well, I was like, now in retrospect, in fact, here's my pills. In retrospect, I'm like, why did I keep taking those pills and I continued to have the acid reflux? Now I'm doing carnivore. I don't take the pills. I don't have the acid reflux. Like, shouldn't those pills have stopped that before? And I just kept continuing to take them. But like you, I didn't lose any weight and the health issues started coming. I stopped snoring before I lost any weight. A lot of it was just, and my gums too, just like you, it was just inflammation. I get so mad when people say that to me. It sounds like you're getting some people saying that to you too, when they're like, yeah, it's just because you lost the weight. Yeah. Or they'll say, Frank, if you would have just stopped eating sugar, all of these things would have happened. And I did that for like a year before starting carnivore. I did plant-based. I was eating salads and broccoli and low carb. I still had the sleep apnea. I still had horrible depression. I still snored. It wasn't until I got the fatty meat. It seems like it balances your hormones. And the sleep starts to improve. My testosterone went up. None of those things happened from just cutting out sugar and eating only plants. It's like, that's a big part of the equation, but getting that fatty meat, I think, is the fuel our bodies need.
It's also just getting rid of that inflammation, the things that cause the inflammation. The meat doesn't cause inflammation. That's another reason why your esophagus swells up like that. I mean, even now, like, I see people that do the carnivore and they'll throw a vegetable here and there, and to each his own. I'm not going to complain. If you can do it, you can do it. I always think that people should be at least aware and upfront that if they are going to do that and they're still not getting results, then they shouldn't really blame it completely on carnivore, because they haven't truly fully experienced it just yet. They're still doing things that could potentially keep them inflamed, keep their immune system down from the inflammation and fighting off all the toxins that you do build up from these other types of foods. And also you're reintroducing carbs back into your body. So you stop being fat adapted if you're not careful, and now you're drained because you're constantly pulling yourself out of fat adaption. And then also you might be pulling yourself out of ketosis, which that's when you're going to burn the fat. So you gotta be careful with that kind of stuff when you're doing this. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand. They think, oh, I'll just start upping the dose of my meat and I'll get all these. Well, you'll get the nutrition and the protein for sure, but all the other things, they do require you to stop putting in the things that are causing the reactions. Otherwise, you don't get to reap those benefits.
Yeah, 100%.
If I have an onion or something, my face gives it away. That rash I told you about 3 days later
comes right back.
Yep.
Yeah. Your advice earlier, I just want to repeat it because it's so important. If people are thinking of starting carnivore diet, do your research. Like Frank said, the amazing and beautiful thing is, like, this has changed my life forever. It sounds like it's changed Frank's life forever. It's free. Like, you could just go watch Dr. Barry videos for free. You don't have to pay for any course or supplement or anything like that. Dr. Barry has, like, Carnivore 101. Dr. Chafee has Carnivore Mistakes, How to Get Started. The information is out there. You could watch a 10-minute video and it could potentially change your life forever, and you don't have to pay for it. I get a lot of people, Frank, that tell me that too, where they started carnivore. Yeah, I didn't get the results you had. And almost every time when I talk to them more, I find what you said. They weren't doing it properly. They weren't fat adapted. They were still having, like, diet soda, artificial sweeteners, some fruit on the weekends that were kicking them out of ketosis. And I always tell people, I'm like, if you're going to do this, just do it. Just really do it. It's going to be so much harder if you try to keep in some fruit here or there, because then your body's going to be craving that sugar. I have no sugar cravings whatsoever, but that's probably because I completely abstain from it. Yeah. I don't know about you, Frank, but I look at this now like I was an alcoholic, or I was addicted to cocaine before. Sugar is a highly addictive drug. I cannot moderate sugar. I can't have a little bit of sugar on the weekend and then go back to it. If I was an alcoholic, I wouldn't have a little bit of beer on the weekend. I'd either quit or I wouldn't quit. It's like one or the other.
It's torture. And that's what actually people will say, this diet seems really extreme, like, which would make it hard. And it's what makes it actually way easier is it. The fact that it is so extreme. So if you're doing keto, you do have to consider your calories, because you're not using just fat as energy. You're still using the carbs as energy, meaning you're eating things that potentially take you out of ketosis, which allows you to store fat if you don't burn the excessive amount of calories throughout the day. That's when you really got to consider that stuff. But also, you're taking the things that trigger the addictions that keep you addicted. When you do carnivore and you get over that hump, you don't have those addictions anymore. So therefore, and you're able to keep yourself completely satisfied, completely full. What else is there? You don't have the addictions. You eat when you're hungry. You eat until you're satisfied. You really have nothing that you're fighting against at that point, other than your own mind, in a sense that, oh, I would really like to go out and have a burger, but it's the addiction and the angst of it's not there anymore. Yeah. And that's why this is probably the easiest way you could probably live.
100%.
Especially here in Texas.
Right.
I mean, there is so much. I eat a lot of barbecue. There's so many places I can stop and go get food.
Right.
So I've been blessed with that.
That's why, I don't know if you get this, but from time to time, people will say to me, I could never do what you're doing. And then I look at these people and I see how much they're suffering. They've got arthritis and inflammation and they're overweight.
That is the number one thing people say. Yeah.
And I'm like, it's the easiest thing in the world. It's hard to start. It's hard to wrap your brain around it. But like you, once you're doing it, I don't think about it at all.
All you got to do, you just got to start it. It's really not hard. And I always press, eat, eat, especially when you start, eat, keep yourself full, because this is how you're going to get over those addictions. And then it won't feel like a diet. It won't right. feel like you're having to sacrifice things. You just, because you don't have those hunger signals. And then also you're going to, at a certain point, you're going to realize you're not even all that hungry, because you're finally, one, you're able to actually hear your hunger signals, because they're not overridden by the addiction, which is huge. It's a completely different experience that nobody, most people don't ever get to experience. Yes. You know, they have a constant urge to, I'm hungry, I need something. And that's twofold. It's the addictions and it's the lack of nutrition. But when you do this, you don't have those addictions anymore. You're getting into nutrition. So your full signal, when your signals of I'm not hungry, they're complete. Like your whole body feels it. And it makes it so easy to do this.
Yeah, 100%. And I love what you said a second ago. Most people don't ever experience this or feel what it feels like to not be hungry, because our entire lives we're craving things. But in addition to that, and you alluded to this earlier, and this was my next question for you, most people go through their whole lives never knowing what it's like to not have that constant fatigue and brain fog that we have on the standard American diet. You mentioned brain fog earlier. How is your sort of mental health, brain fog, clarity now on the carnivore diet?
Well, for one, I had started a YouTube channel. I was probably about 4 or 5 months in. And beforehand, this conversation we're having right now would have never happened. It would have never been able to happen. I couldn't think. Like, my brain was so clouded that I couldn't even carry a decent conversation with people by any means. And if there was something I wanted to say, my brain was just in search mode at all times, and it couldn't pick anything. And it was frustrating. I mean, I've never been like a highly intelligent person by any means. I've always kind of been a little bit below average, but having the brain fog, it just destroyed me as a person. I don't even know how I made it as far as I have in life living that way. But it is a night and day difference. If you ever watch the videos I have, you can see me starting off, I talk slow, and I do naturally talk slow. I am Southern, all that jazz, but I talk so slow and I take a lot of pauses. And I look completely exhausted versus now, unless I'm sleepy, but versus now, I have a little energy behind me when I talk and I'm able to click a lot faster. I still can't think of all the words that I'm trying to say, but it's for a different reason. It's because now my brain's firing so fast, I can't get everything out fast enough.
Right.
And I do have my moments where I get a little bit of a fog brain, because I get surprised. I'm like, oh, here it is. I feel it. But it's really rare now. And it's probably due to the fact that I don't always get all the sleep that I should. But that has nothing to do with carnivore. It has to do with my daily life routines. But yeah, it's been, and under any circumstance, if I was up on a stage and telling people, results that I have gotten out of doing this, I would probably start tearing up, just because that's how much of a relief it's been for me to have this back, to have who I am back. And so many people, and that's, once again, it's why I wish so bad I could just take what I know and touch somebody and they could feel it. I'm like, there it is. Right there. You can get that. It's right there. Take it. You feel it. You can have that. And anyone can.
I love that, man. Someone said this before. Imagine if there was a carnivore pill you could give someone and they could feel like Frank.
Yeah.
One day, everybody in the world that took that pill would do it without a doubt. It's incredible. One of the other questions I had for you was muscles. Like, you're looking pretty jacked and pretty ripped. How has that been for you on carnivore?
I mean, it's really amazing, honestly. I'm naturally a big guy. So whether that means I pack on weight or I pack on muscle, it just depends on how I live my life. But I have pictures of my month to month. I do get accused of taking things, which that doesn't really bother me. I mean, most cases that would be a compliment. Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. I didn't really think I looked that jacked to you, but I appreciate it. But the problem is I do make these posts for people, you know, to show what is going on. And I hope it is an inspiration for them. And I don't like that it gets diluted with people assuming that I'm taking testosterone or any of the other, I don't even know what the hell they're called, but steroids and stuff like that. People accuse me of particular ones. I don't remember what they're called. I'm bad with names. That did not ever get fixed. It was bad with remembering names and numbers, but but I do have pictures that just kind of show here I am at a certain size. My arm is of a certain size. Now the arm is starting to shrink every month, but the muscle is starting to show more and more and more. And so it was always hard. It's always hard for me to say, am I building muscle or am I just losing the weight so the muscle can see? But I do know I'm definitely building muscle. I don't get to go to the gym all the time. As a matter of fact, people assume that I go to the gym all the time. I don't. I have months where I may go 3 times a month. Most months I'll go 3 or 4 times a month. I've had 1 month since I started that I was able to go 3 to 4 times a week for 45 minutes. And this month, this particular month right here, I've been able to go at least twice a week, every week for 30 to 45 minutes. I don't do any cardio at all. I'm older. I don't lift heavy because I'm older. And if I injure myself, which I know I'm prone to being injured, like my elbow or my knee or something like that, then that takes me out of work. So I can't. So if I do go, it is lightweights, just full and deep motion, you know, and that's all I do. But yeah, I build muscle. I'm not new to the gym, and I have on and off gone to the gym most of my adult life. But I will say especially being in my 40s, I've never experienced the strength growth that I've had since this last 11 months now.
That's incredible. You know, it makes sense if you look back at like Arnold.
Yeah. Eating hamburger meat and raw eggs. Like that was a big thing for them.
Yeah, that was it. He was just downing tons and tons of eggs and beef and everything back in the day when he was bodybuilding. I've heard the same from so many people, and myself included. I hardly do anything. I do like some resistance bands. I do some push-ups, but I feel like on carnivore, I have this excess energy that I need to get out in some way, whether that's working out or walking or exercising. Whereas before, I never did that just because I had that brain fog and fatigue, and it was almost like I was a little bit sick. It seems like you have excess energy on carnivore for sure.
Oh yeah. And it's such a night and day difference when it finally dawns. Like with me, I didn't realize it at first. It just gradually happened. And then one day it clicked. I'm like, whoa, where did this energy come from? Have I had this for a while? I think I have, because I've been able to push myself harder. It just dawns on you, and then you play back in your head what you weren't capable of doing before, and now you are. And yeah, it's kind of like winning the lottery. The whole thing is kind of like winning the lottery.
Yep. When I did my 30-day video, I said if I had a lottery ticket for $1 billion and it meant I never knew about carnivore, I'd rip it up. I would rather have carnivore because it's changed my life. Like I really wasn't living before. I was so sick and suffering. People call me a liar for that, and it still holds true today. I would not take that $1 billion.
And it was just weird because those same people would spend $1 billion to be their perfect selves.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. and a fake version of their perfect self.
Yeah.
That's awesome. One of the other questions I had for you, what about friends and family, people maybe you work with, what has their reaction been to you over the last year? You're coming up on almost a year of carnivore now. Is that right?
August 21st will be a year. Yeah.
Nice.
It's been interesting. I honestly, no one I personally know has shunned me for doing it. But I have had people that once again, denied me on my results, denied me in the sense that the results that I got were actually due to doing carnivore. And, you know, and I would get the, oh, your cholesterol. I'd get all of the basics. Even my brother, you know, my brother's a health nut. So those are the people, you know, people that are really into health, but they're educated in a particular, they're educated in whatever direction they took. You know, those are the most complicated people to work with. I mean, anyone can be highly educated. It's just, are they educated in the right things, you know? So he didn't agree with it, but he never like shunned me on it. He was legit worried about me. And he has eventually started coming around to it. Now he's not doing carnivore. He's doing ketovore. He still wants to hold on to, you know, the vegetables and stuff, and, you know, to each his own. If that works for him, that works for him. But I have had neighbors from my old neighborhood that knew me when I was a bigger guy, and they're slowly coming around. One guy I know for sure started doing it. He did it. He had stopped because he got a girlfriend, but he's supposed to jump back on though. But he had within 4 months, and he wasn't like super overweight or anything. I didn't honestly think he had room to lose weight, but within 4 months he lost 30 something pounds. I was like, where did that come from? And he got motivated to go back to the gym because he could see his definition and it would pop up and he had veins pop out and all this stuff. So what a huge motivator it is to do other things. Now online, I do have a lot of people coming at me, which is fine because I don't get mad at them. I really don't. Their question is more of an insult, but I'll answer their question legitimately. And, I'm not a technical guy. I don't know technically everything, the words and everything, but I'm really good at being extremely logical and breaking things down to where average people like me can kind of comprehend it. And so I'll do that. And I think you kill people with kindness at the end of the day. You're not going to change anyone's mind by going after them. You're going to change their mind by being kind and showing results. Live by example. And I've kept my mouth shut, and that's what I do. I live by example. I do my own thing. People see it, and they want to see what's really going on.
Right. So we're doing this documentary. I always ask people this question. It's called Healing Humanity. Now that you're doing carnivore, you've transformed your life. Do you look at the world differently? And when you go to the grocery store, for example, or out in public, and does humanity need healing?
Do I look at the world differently? Completely. 100%. Now I've always been a against the grain type of person. But my trust in the medical field has just completely stopped. Now I never trusted most things. I'm not the type of person, I don't go get shots. I don't do stuff like that. I've always been the type, my body, I want, that's another thing with the carnivore. It could be potentially dangerous because you start to feel bulletproof. You really do. You think, bring it, I can take on anything. What sickness you got, I'll take it. I really start feeling like, so I do got to chill out a little bit. You got to be a little mindful, but it's most part, it's really true. It's crazy what you can take on. But that being said, after seeing all the results, like all these things, all these problems that I had, that I went to the doctor over and over and over again, and medication and this and that, and just to watch them completely disappear. And then those same doctors push the fact that the way I'm living is bad. Yeah, I don't trust these people. Now I get that they're not educated in this, you know, and maybe a lot of them, if they were, obviously they would need to change their minds and they would really be able to save people. But unfortunately, once again, you can be educated in anything. It's just, if it's the wrong thing, it's the wrong thing. And that's with a lot of these doctors right now. Obviously, there's money involved too, but I don't think all of them are just giving you wrong prescriptions for money. I just think that's what they're taught. But also, it gives me a lot of hope because there is a cure. There is something that will fix so many of your problems. And it's not just physical and health, I mean, this is mental. This can affect your day to day and how you view it. When you feel better about yourself, just that alone, when you can feel better about yourself, you can react to the world better and the world reacts better to you. So other than it correcting chemical imbalances and stuff like that, there's just so many layers into why it has a positive impact on your mental state in your day-to-day life. And that right there will give you motivation to push yourself farther than anything else. I mean, anytime you're able to accomplish something for yourself, whether it's weight gain or getting over diabetes or getting over skin rashes and potentially cancer, like when you find that you can do these things, when you can defeat them, at that point you start getting ready to take on the world. You might think, you know what, I can take on this job opportunity. I can, no telling what you can think you can do, and you could follow through with it. And also, you won't have a fog brain anymore, so you're more likely to do a lot better job at it anyways.
Absolutely. So I had another question for you. It is, why are you so passionate about this? You've got kids, you've got a job, and you're deciding to go out there and share your story. Like, you've healed yourself, clearly. You could just go on with your life, but you decided to share this with other people. What are your motivations behind that?
There's so many reasons. My sister was born with leukemia, and she had all the treatments and at a young age, pretty barbaric back then. She's only a year younger than me. I mean, they're still barbaric now. But anyways, as a result, she was stunted. Her growth, she was small. She had so many health problem you can think of, she had it growing up. And she passed away a couple years ago now. And it kills me that I didn't know about this earlier, because the more I learn about this, everything her doctors were telling her to do were the things that were actually contradicting what she should have done. And I don't know if this could have cured her of things or I definitely believe it would have prolonged her life for sure. And she would have had a lot more energy and been a lot happier. But I see this in people all the time. You know, I feel for them whenever they're sick and they're hopeless and they don't feel like, and let's say they're much older, you know, they just kind of feel like giving up. They're just going to do whatever the doctor tells them to do until, you know, their time's gone. And that breaks my heart, because once again, if I could just take what I know and put it in their head and they could just put that into play, they would have hope for themselves again. They would see a lot of results. I'm not saying they'd be able to cure everything, but their body would at least have the chance to be in the best position that it can be to work against all these things that are affecting them. And that's important to me. I think everyone deserves the right to feel like there is a cheat code in life and that they can take control of it. And I hope that people like you that do have do reach a wide array of people, like when they see this, they can feel that and it clicks with them. There's so many different angles you have to take with so many different types of people. But one day, you know, certain people, things will click. And when it clicks, you got them and they're saved already at that point. And I hope that more people that do carnivore, that have great results, they do make videos. They do influence people, because it needs to get out there. People need to see other people from different walks of life and how they were able to do that. They need to see that so they know that they're capable of doing it too.
That's awesome. I'm sorry to hear about your sister, but I'm inspired that you're sharing your story, because you're absolutely right. Your story, Frank's story, is going to inspire people that Jeff's story, Carrie's story may not have inspired them. Just wait till you start seeing some of the comments coming through here, Frank, about you. Frank, you inspired me. I started carnivore 30 days ago after I watched your video, and it changed my life forever. It's gonna happen. It keeps spreading. That's the beautiful thing that I've learned with this is it spreads. There's a ripple effect, because unlike everything else we've done before, it works. you're a living proof that it works. And your brother's seeing it. He's doing ketovore. Other people are seeing it. They're going to start doing it. And that's how it sort of spreads and changes.
You know what? Ketovore is it's kind of like the cancer. It's like they're starting to give in a little bit.
Yep. Maybe fat sets.
They're, you know, and then once they realize, oh, I need more fats. I need more fats. At a certain point, it's like, what do I even need this other stuff for?
So yep.
I don't hate on it.
I just interviewed a guy, a doctor, orthopedic surgeon, and he's starting to talk to all of his patients about metabolic health. And there was one guy that he like carnivore's insane. There's no way. But the guy drank a lot of Mountain Dew. So the doctor said, just stop the Mountain Dew. The guy came back like a month later. He quit Mountain Dew. He's still eating all the other junk, but he's like, I feel a lot better. So the doctor's like, okay, now remember I told you about that carnivore thing. Now let's eliminate this and this. And he's going to get to it eventually, but you know, some people got to take the baby steps to get there. So
yeah, you just really got to know yourself. Take the time to understand, okay, it's because, you know, there are people that come from diets that always dieted, whether they're vegan or they're real strict about sugars. These are the type of personalities that they can grab something like the carnivore and they can run with it. Doesn't necessarily, because they like having that control over their foods, but doesn't necessarily mean that they'll stick with it, because a lot of the times whenever you transition from being a vegan and you come over here and you strictly do carnivore, you start getting those negative effects. You're not getting the results that I got, because, well, you're already pretty much fit. You just had all these toxins, and a lot of them do oxalate dumping. You know, they get the rashes, right, and stuff like that, and it scares them away. So that's another reason why you got to educate yourself. You got to be mindful of it. You got to know where you're coming from with all this. But then there's people like me that suck with diets that couldn't do this. And it's really about tricking your brain and easing things in until it just happens naturally. Happens naturally with a little bit of direction, just with a little bit of effort, and you can get there.
Absolutely. Frank, what are your plans for the future? You're coming up on 1 year carnivore. Are you a carnivore forever, or do you have any future?
This is a forever deal. As a matter of fact, I haven't cheated. Other than I will use some spices or sauce from time to time. But other than that, I'm aware, and I'll pay attention. Okay, did it affect me any? Most of the time, it doesn't. That stuff. I surprisingly, onions will. I had a jalapeno once, and that messed with me. I mean, to each his own. But but for the most part, no. I can't go back to the way I was, for one. And two, I know myself. If I allow, I'm no longer in the mindset to diet. You know, that's a hard mindset to be in, to take on a diet. So that being said, if I was to, like, say for my birthday, screw it, I'm going to have birthday cake, and I'm going to go get a pizza, and I'm going to do all these things. Well, now I got those addictions haunting back up on me, and I'm not prepared for them. And I could easily fall off the wagon, because I'm not used to fighting off those addictions anymore. So yeah, definitely there's no reason for me to go back. I love the foods that I eat. And I'm not crazy with my foods. As a matter of fact, sometimes I wonder if maybe people should be a little more basic with their recipes, because they'll get real creative and they'll make things, but then these same people will complain that they don't have very good results. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't need to make a pretend burger. Like, I'll eat things that I know I like. Like, I know I like brisket. I know I like roast. I know I like steaks. I know I like shrimp. I know I like bacon. I'll cook the shit out of that, and I'm happy with it. It's completely satisfying. Right.
Yeah, I get into like routine sometimes where I'm just eating ground beef and eggs for a while, and I'm happy.
There's comforting too, because it's just like, okay, this is an easy fix. I know how to do it. Throw it up there. It's done. Eat. You're done.
Right. Absolutely. Well, this has been wonderful, Frank. Thank you so much. Everyone that's watching, go check out Frank. I will have a link in the description below. Keeping it Frank. I'll have a link to your YouTube channel. You're also on Facebook. Is there anything else you want to shout out, or anywhere else people can find you, Frank?
That's all I got right now. Keeping it Frank on YouTube. And then I have posts on Facebook that I do my updates. And that's all I really do, is kind of show my progress, go over my numbers and stuff like that. I may start giving it more attention here in the near future, but this is all new to me. So I'm just easing into it. But yeah, last thing I'd like to say is, for anyone that does decide to do it, if you can really find the mindset of not doing it for weight loss and really try to do it for the health, you're going to find that you'll benefit from that a whole lot more mentally. Keep it simple and trust the process no matter what. Don't feel like, oh, this isn't going to work because maybe you gained 5 pounds those last couple of weeks. You don't know what's going on. Just trust it, keep doing it. And before you know it, a year passes and you've accomplished way more than you could ever imagine.
Yeah. Change your life forever, for sure. Yeah. Well said. Thank you so much, Frank. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gary. Take it easy. Bye.
Bye.